you ever noticed how some experts can charge premium rates and bring in a ton of different clients while other people who are equally skilled and have so much knowledge are really struggling to command premium pricing? It's not about credentials and it's not about results and it's definitely not about how much they know. The difference I have found is that premium price experts know how to make a case for them specifically, while everybody else out there is making a case for their industry or even for their service category. And this tiny little difference is literally costing you thousands of dollars in lost revenue. So today, I'm going to break down the most expensive mistakes I see experts making when they're positioning themselves, and I'm gonna show you exactly what to do to fix it. So here's a really interesting thing. Last week, I got on a brand message assessment with a virtual CFO who was struggling to attract premium clients despite having really incredible experience and knowledge and basically results. When I looked at her messaging and her website, I immediately saw the problem. Everything that she was putting out there was all about what a virtual CFO is and why businesses need to hire one. There was nothing in there about why and how people should hire her specifically. So she was essentially doing marketing for her entire industry while her competitors were signing clients that she should have been attracting. And the thing is that example is something that I see all the time. Most experts out there are creating content that explains what their service type is. What is coaching? Why is coaching needed? What's the difference between coaching and therapy? Why do you need a consultant? How does this type of service works? And wonderful, that is all beautiful. It benefits like all of the great things, but you don't really explain why people need you specifically as the expert that they need to hire. So every single thing that you're doing is selling the category, not selling the person. And what that does is that it creates a ton of problems. Like first, you're doing free marketing for your competitors when you should be talking about your service, right? When you talk about the service category versus you, you're creating demand for any expert versus creating demand for what you do. And that means that you become interchangeable, because if your content doesn't differentiate you between other prospects, people will shop based on price rather than value. And therefore you end up attracting price shoppers instead of people who are power buyers who are ready to invest. That means that you attract people who are convinced that they need a coach, but they haven't been convinced yet that they need you as a coach specifically. And so therefore they're looking for the cheapest option out there. And therefore your sales conversions get really difficult. So you end up explaining not just your value, but the value of your entire industry, which doubles the convincing that you have to do. Does that make sense? Like, it makes zero sense to me, actually. Power buyers, the type of people who are ready to invest and ready to take action, already know that they need help. They're not asking, should I hire a coach? They're asking, which coach should I hire? That means that your content needs to completely answer a different question. Not why do you need this type of expert, but why am I the expert that you need? So basically what you need to focus on is on creating a case for your way of doing things. Instead of creating content that promotes your entire industry, you need to create content that shows your very unique value within that industry. And so to make a really compelling case for working with you specifically, your content needs to show them the patterns that you're seeing, the problems that other people out there are missing. So what that does is that shows your depth of experience, of insight, and basically of expertise. So you need to explain not just what you do, but how your approach is different from standard industry practices out there. I feel like you also need to learn how to position yourself as the expert for that very specific type of client, rather than being a very general expert in your field. And then describe the very specific transformation that you're going to create, rather than kind of like the generic benefits of your industry, like you're gonna find inner peace, you're gonna find happiness, you're gonna find balance, whatever that is. So it's really about honing in your angle of mastery and really using that and leveraging it as much as possible. So here's how you're gonna find out whether you're marketing yourself in the right way. You wanna look at your content and ask yourself, could this content that I'm sharing be posted by anybody in my industry? If yes, you're doing industry marketing instead of expert positioning. You want to ask yourself, does this content showcase my unique insight, or is it and like my perspective, my angle of mastery, or am I being kind of generic? Because if you are being generic, that's not going to differentiate you very much. You want to ask yourself, would anybody read this and think I need help, or are they going to think I need her help, I need his help? The first one creates demand for your industry. The second one creates demand for your way of doing things. When you stop being an industry spokesperson and you start being uniquely positioned as an expert, what happens is that your conversion rates immediately go up because you're attracting people who are already convinced that they need help and they find that you are the right choice, right? Your prices can increase because you're no longer competing with every single expert in the world in your field, and therefore your sales conversions and conversations just become easier because it's more about how can we work together instead of why should I hire you, right? Therefore, everything in your business starts to flow in a very different way. To me, it's really interesting when I come across this, and mind you, I come across this all the time. I feel like almost every website that I see talks about why you need to hire coaching, why you need to hire a consultant, why this is important, but not enough people are making a case for their way of doing things. And that is the reason why what you do tends to sound more like a nice to have versus making it sound really like a need to have. For me, it's about understanding that you're not here to sell the service, you're here to sell your service. You're here to sell your insight, your perspective, your IP, your way of doing things. That is ultimately the job that you have. And so if you want to see if you're accidentally doing marketing for your industry instead of marketing for yourself and positioning yourself as the truly obvious choice, let's hop on a quick 15-minute brand message assessment where I'm going to analyze your content and show you how to shift from industry spokesperson to uniquely positioned expert. We're going to talk about what your angle of mastery potentially could be and how to make sure that you're communicating it effectively. I want you to go to brandmessagesession.com right now to book that call or look for the link in the comments below this episode so that we can have that conversation, talk about how to really start positioning yourself, making a case for your way of doing things, and making sure that what that does is turn what you do from a nice to have into a really big need to have, while we're leveraging your angle of mastery. We're speaking to power buyers and we're really positioning you as that ultimate solution that your audience needs. Make sure you follow me on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you subscribe everywhere, and you find me at Fabi Paolini anywhere else. And make sure you let me know in the comments below, have you been selling your industry or are you selling your services instead? I'm curious to find out. We'll talk really soon.